Welcome to the Successful Contractor, powered by CertainPath, a show for residential contractors about residential contractors. We chronicle business journeys, share insights, and celebrate successes in this wonderful industry. I'm your host, Bob Houchin. For more information on how CertainPath can put your contracting company on a certain path to success, visit our website, www.mycertainpath.com. I hope you enjoyed today's show and take away a nugget or two.
Patrick, thank you so much for being on the show today. I greatly appreciate it. For those who haven't met you at a CertainPath event or, you know, at a training or something like that, could you share with everyone your name, your company name, where you guys are located?
Yep, I'm Patrick Riley. We are Riley Heating and Cooling, and we're in South Central Iowa.
South Central Iowa. Now, how far from Des Moines? Because I was trying to look where Lucas, Iowa is. It's a little bit south, right?
Yeah, we're approximately 45 minutes south of Des Moines.
Oh, wow. So that's a good little drive. So will you actually service southern Des Moines, or are you primarily stay outside?
Yeah, we stay outside.
Okay, yeah,
we're very rural. There are no stoplights in our county. We're that rural.
Why at all? Oh, wow, that's kind of cool. So how many people in your service area that if you think?
You know what? I never figured that out. I knew at one time, but I've forgotten how many there
are. Oh, sure.
But we service several towns. Okay. Our office and our shop they're located in the country, and then we kind of service all the surrounding towns.
That's very good. Very good. So how far are your guys driving typically each day? Are they going an hour out to service somebody, or is it?
No, about 20 minutes.
Perfect.
Yeah. Okay. That's about 20 minutes, just about everything we do. So
that's cool. Well, very good. Well, we're talking for a great reason. I know, you know, you've been on a steady incline the last couple years, and this is your chance to brag. You said before we hit record, you know, I guess around 2021, and you said for a number of years, prior to that, you kind of were hovering around that $700,000 revenue mark.
Yes, sir. Yeah. We couldn't crack that number.
Yeah.
We were just stagnant, just, you know, kind of spinning our wheels. I mean, we were making money, but not, it was frustrating.
Yeah.
Not making the profit that we, you know, working harder, not really getting ahead.
Right. And for sure. And then, and we'll certainly get into that a little bit more, but the last couple of years, you said you've really been growing. I think I'll let you talk about. But in 22, what did you guys do sales wise?
We did $1 million in 2022.
$1 billion. That's a big landmark for if you haven't gotten there, and you have $300,000 jump.
Yes, sir. That was our goal. We joined CertainPath, I think in April or May, somewhere in there. I can't remember the exact date. And we went to EPE, and that was our goal.
Uh-huh. That's awesome. And then in 23, I think you did what, 1.3,
yeah. Our goal was 1.25. So, and then this year, our goal is 1.5.
That's great. And I think what's even more exciting is the profitability. And you're welcome to share numbers if you want to or if you don't want to, but it's significantly more. Yeah, so yeah. Share with everyone where you've jumped in that realm.
Well, we were, before CertainPath, we were in the single digits, you know, lower single digits. Around 2-5%. And then after that first year, we ended at 13%. And 2023, we're at 17%. We were much higher than that earlier in the year. At some points, we were at 30%. And it's like, hey, we can afford to update some vehicles and do some other things that we've been needing to do for a while.
So yeah,
that brought us back down to that 17%.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's why you have to be profitable so you can invest in your business and have vehicles that are reliable, right? And have an office and pay your people well. That's fantastic. Well, I'm excited. We'll dig in a minute. But just so people understand, they know you're clearly a smaller business, but let's talk about the team a little bit. So how many technicians are you rolling?
We have three right now.
Three technicians. And they do service, it's install, maintenance, everything.
Yes, sir. They do it all.
Very good.
I'm going to call it that way. They get variety that way too.
Yeah. And then you're handling the sales and you know, obviously managing the business.
Yes.
Very good. And then share who else is in the office with you because you're not solo.
So then our daughter, Allison, runs the office and she does a terrific job for us.
Yeah.
before we started Certain Path, we were just all paper, and she's really brought us forward and got us caught up with technology, and we're using the Certain Path software, and we've got QuickBooks incorporated with that, and so we're doing online billing, and I mean we're doing what we need to do now to be organized and up to date with everybody else around us, you know?
Sure. I mean, it's, when you get caught in the grind of business, it's easy to take your eye off how things evolve, right? You're just used to doing things a certain way and you're like, it's worked for us. But at some point you go, we need something more. So, and we'll get into that in a minute, but I always love learning people's stories and I think so much can be learned from them. So Patrick, how did you get into the HVAC world? Family thing, or was it an opportunity?
No, it was, I was actually working at a warehouse, and there's a community college not too far away from the warehouse I was working, so we had part-time guys in the warehouse that were also going to school, and got to talking to some of them, and they were going to HVAC school at the community college, and I thought that sounded like a pretty good deal, so that's how I got into it.
Yeah.
And that was in 98.
Into 98. Yeah. Okay. Very good. So fill in the gaps. So when did you start Riley Heating and Cooling?
2007.
Okay.
Well, so I left training school. Yep. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's what I was going to ask. Fill in the gap between 98 and 2007, what you did in between that.
Yeah. So I worked for several small companies, and then I landed on a larger company that they did a mix of high-end residential and commercial work. And when I ended up starting out on my own, I was working there as a service manager.
Okay.
And the owner of the company was up there in age, and I could see the writing on the wall, and there was nothing in place to continue that company. So
right.
I thought, you know what, because I was in Des Moines, and I was tired of driving to Des Moines every day.
Sure.
And, it's pretty common with this industry. You go to work, and you never know what time you're going to get home.
Right.
You don't know what time you're going to get off, and then you have an hour drive home. So,
right.
We decided to make the leap in 07, and January 1st, 2007, we started our company. Yeah.
Now, your wife, Christina, what did she think of it when you approached her with that idea? The year before.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. But she was on board. She was.
Yeah.
She was from the very beginning. And we knew it wouldn't be easy. But, we made the leap. So,
yeah.
We had enough contacts in the area, enough people that knew me and what I did, that we kind of had a customer base already, before we made the leap.
Right. That was going to be my next question. I mean, it's always a scary thing. Okay, I've got the knowledge of how to do the technical, at least. But now I got to get into homes and help people out. So it just was word of mouth and it slowly grew.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Putting up flyers and, going down to the gas station and put a flyer in the bulletin board and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how long were you by yourself? When did you start slowly adding a few guys on? Because, you're like, I can't do this all by myself all the time.
Probably it took me about 2 years. Yeah.
2 years. Okay.
Had an office in the basement, and we were using the garage for storage and running the business out of the garage. Yeah.
Yeah. Very familiar with that story. When did you get your office there?
We built a new shop, I think about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, or something like that. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Time to get out of the garage.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh yeah. We were ready. Yeah.
Right. For sure. Okay, well, you mentioned you came aboard with us in May of 22 to April, May, something like that. Did we find you or did you find us? What do you recall back then?
I got a notification about a profit day. And
okay.
We read it over and decided to, take an afternoon. It was the right time of year. We weren't real busy. So we drove up to Des Moines and went to a profit day. Yeah.
Now, was it you and Christina both?
Actually, she did go. And then our son, Jason, who was also involved with the business, he went to.
Oh, very good. Very good. So let's talk about where was your mindset at that point? Like, why, you get this mailer? you know, you've been in business for a while. Obviously, you built a good name because, you know, even $700,000 is nothing to sneeze at. Why decide, I'm going to just go listen to this this crazy presentation?
Actually, I think it was Jason that talked me into going. You know, sure. He was looking at it too. And yeah, he talked me into going. And even when we went up, I thought, you know, what kind of snake oil is this, you know? And no, he talked me into going, and it made good sense once we got up there. And nice thing was there were a couple other contractors. There was one from Des Moines and one from a rural area similar to, you know, our market. And they came and they talked to us too. So that's what really convinced me that, and I talked to him afterward. And so that's what made us decide to take the leap. So
Yeah. There's other people like me that are doing this and they're doing well with it. It makes a big difference versus, I mean, we like to think, you know, we're good salespeople and good communicators, but sometimes it just takes talking to somebody like you about it. So what the next step obviously is going to EP, executive perspective. All of a sudden, you know, I'm going to a meeting and now they're asking me to get on a plane, right, to go to Dallas.
Right.
What was that? Was that long after Profit Day? What was the gap like in between those two?
I think it was about 2 months.
2 months. Okay. See, you had a little bit of time. So you go to Dallas, and who went with you to Executive Perspective?
Jason went with me.
Very good. Very. Yeah. So what did you think of that week?
Oh, it was good, but it was a little overwhelming. There's a lot of information. Yeah.
Right.
And you come back and you want to do it all, but we just kind of taken little bites at it. And we're still implementing things from EP.
Oh yeah,
it'll take a year and a half later. So.
Yeah, it'll take some time. But your first, we always leave EP. I'll let everyone get a little peek behind the curtain, you know, with a BHAG, a big hairy audacious goal. And so that your big goal was that $1 million mark, right? That was
yes, sir.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's neat.
Yep.
And you said, you know, constantly there's lots of things to be implemented, things to change. You can really only handle two to three at a time, right?
Right.
So did you recall what couple, two or three things you're like, we get home, we have to do this right away?
Right. Straightforward pricing was the first thing we did. The very first thing we did was service fee.
Okay.
Started doing the service fee right away.
Yeah.
And that made a big difference.
Right.
You wouldn't think that would, but it really does.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the first thing we did, and then we tried to get service or straightforward pricing in place as soon as we could.
Mm-hmm.
We got new, you know, some new uniforms, not total uniforms, but we got new shirts and some things like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what else we did right away. Service line is what we really wanted to get going right away. So
okay,
that's one of the first things we did as well.
Okay, very good.
Whoops. And then get our finance set up. That was another thing that was major for us.
Yeah, that is a big. That's a lot of big stuff right there. That's not light lifting. Let's take a few of these at a time. The service fee, obviously, great way to get rid of price shoppers. It's a great way to increase revenue. What did you find in implementing it that people were you were getting in front of maybe more better customers?
I don't know if it affected how many customers, but we were leaving, I don't know how to say this, but we were leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
We were charging enough. I mean, plain and simple. Yeah.
Yeah, that was going to be.
I always tell the guys, do what's right, not what's easy. And, you know, so sometimes that meant, you know, doing more than maybe our competition would do. But we weren't charging any more than they were charging, you know?
Yeah.
And so you got to charge for what you work.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, because you mentioned straightforward pricing. A part of it is obviously the tool itself, right, to help communicate what you're all about. But behind it is the pricing part. Did your service and replacement prices go up quite a bit?
Yeah. They did. Service went up. I would say probably by 25%.
Yeah.
Plus the state's fee.
Mm-hmm.
So we changed, you know, our hourly rate, so to speak.
Right.
You figured out what the flat rate pricing, or sorry, not flat rate, but straightforward pricing rate actually is.
If, sure.
You know, comparative to what we were doing, it probably went up 25%, I'm guessing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Plus the insurance fee. Yeah. Mm. And then we changed our after hour.
Oh, you changed your after hours.
Yeah.
No, that's right. There's a little delay, so that's all right. What'd you change your after hours to?
We changed it so it's $150 service fee. And then the technician, when he goes out, he gets $50.
Nice. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Absolutely. You got to incentivize those guys for going out late at night.
Absolutely. You know, I did it for years. And so I always kind of look at it through their perspective, you know? So.
Yeah, for sure. And I'll tell you right now, Iowa, it's 0 degrees out and I don't have heat. I'll pay twice that for you to get out there and turn that furnace back on.
That's right. Yeah, they don't complain too much. If you can get there, they don't complain too much. Yeah.
No. Not at all. Not at all. So that's interesting. I mean, to me, it's always what you guys do, what tradespeople do is it's so incredible. You guys are so skilled, you know, on top of all this, the communication you need to be able to do for people to understand what you do. You guys deserve to be paid a good price, right? And I think that's what we find with a lot of new contractors with us. It's like you're not paying what you're worth, or you're not getting paid what you're worth.
Right.
So when was the last time you updated your pricing before that you call?
Maybe a year before that.
Yeah.
Before we joined CertPath.
Yeah. And with all the price fluctuations, I mean, it's bananas now in our industry how things have just go up and up and up. So you got to stay on top of that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
How about replacements? How about your replacement systems? What kind of increase did those have to go?
I think they probably went up. I mean, that was the big jump, was our retrofits or replacements. That was our biggest jump in how much we charge. You know, I was always worried about what everybody else was charging and trying to compete.
Sure.
And I don't even worry about that anymore, you know?
Right. Right.
So we're not on the same level as those other guys that are, you know, competing on price. I'll let them battle that out. They can have it.
Yeah. That's great.
But to answer your question, I think our installs probably went up 25 to 50%. I'm guessing.
Yeah. You were you desperately needed that. I'm going to say
now.
So, I mean, maybe people weren't saying yes as frequently, but the ones that were, you're finally making the money with our jobs.
That's right.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, and that's incredible.
Support for this podcast comes from Zoller. Zoller Pump Company's Aquanaut Fit 508 battery backup system offers an economical option for homeowners in need of dependable protection from basement flooding. The Aquanaut Fit 508 DC sump pump works alongside Zoller's submersible or pedestal pumps to provide up to 6 hours of continuous high-performance pumping when the primary pump either can't keep up or the power is interrupted. What really sets the Aquanaut Fit apart from any other system is its free connectivity with the Z-Control Cloud, allowing users to receive alerts and remotely connect to the system to test, silence, and configure. For more information on the Aquanaut Fit and the other water and wastewater solutions, visit ZollerPumps.com.
Now, a big part of getting people to say yes to a higher price is, you know, on them understanding the value of what you bring.
Right.
So a lot of that's training, right? So what kind of training have you gone? Have you gone to the sales training that we provide?
I have not been to that one. I've sent all the guys to the Service Essentials, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the sales training is on my radar, for sure.
Yeah. You've had to do something though, or I mean, we're just reading on the hub or talking with your coach about how to present these higher prices, you know, doing options versus,
Yep, SD. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So were you doing that before? Were you doing options, or were you just go, hey, here's your new system, here's the price?
It depends on the job. Some of them I would give them the good, better, best. And, you know, even before Certain Path, I'd been to several different sales trainings in the past. But the problem was we were building value and we weren't charging.
Right.
That was the difference.
Right. Yeah, for sure. And how much is finance? You said you got your financing rolling. How much has that helped with the increased pricing?
That's probably, I'm just kind of thinking here, how many jobs actually use financing? I would say it's probably 15 to 25% of our jobs.
That's a big change.
You know, are taking advantage of the financing that we offer now. So,
yeah. What kind of financing do people like? Do they like 12 months savings cash, or they like the look? To stretch it out as long as they can?
You know what? To be honest, Allison takes care of all that, and I give them their kind of choices, and lots of times I'll just tell them, hey, call Allison and she'll walk.
Right.
You know, so.
Sure.
They start asking too many questions, and I don't have the answers, so I say it her way.
Yeah.
But, we don't really offer anything that costs us money.
Well, that's great. I mean, that makes a big difference, right? If you make yourself easier to do business with, I mean, it cuts down people's ability to say no, or I'll call somebody else. So
that's great.
You mentioned Allison, you know, now you have a service fee and you're changing up how you do business a little bit. Does she kind of look at any videos and how to answer the phone differently, overcome those objections about service fee, or is she just, you guys been offering it and people been saying, sure.
Yep, they do. She's been to the telephone.
Essentials, yeah.
Sorry, I don't know the name of all the classes.
No, that's all right.
Yeah. Telephone Essentials. And then she also went to EP as well.
Oh, great.
She went, my wife and Allison, they went down there together to EP as well. So,
when did they do that?
That was probably last fall or summer. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. How valuable was that for them to see what you and your son had seen earlier?
Yeah, they kind of got it a little more once they were, you know, down there and received all the information we did. And yeah, they kind of understood where we were coming from a little better.
Right. Sure. Yeah. You mentioned one of the other big changes you had made was adopting our software, CertainPath software, previously known service line. Because you said, not too many years ago, you guys were just all paper, correct?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
I had a paper ledger in my desk drawer, and that's where everything went. And
sure.
Just had sticky notes and everything all over with service calls that were coming in. And, you know the rest of that story. I mean, things get lost, and, somebody
stares.
Underneath a stack of papers, and then they're calling up, hey, where are you guys at?
It's
made us more efficient and more responsive to our customers.
What was the adoption process like with Service Line? Who kind of went through the different training and understanding how to get it going?
Allison
did it. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah.
So what different?
Oh, sorry.
No, that's all right. I was going to say, what different features? Like, have you been implementing that have made a big difference? Is it just being able to track the calls and get to people on time?
Yeah, scheduling is a big deal. And, all the guys have tablets, so they're all dispatched from here. And just the additional record keeping involved with that, doing your debriefs and your follow-ups and all that kind of stuff, things don't fall through the cracks so bad anymore, or quite so much anymore. So,
yeah. And how about tracking of numbers, right? I mean, you're to sell more, you can see where the margins are.
Right. And honestly, I haven't taken advantage of that like I should yet.
Mm-hmm.
We're still learning.
Sure.
Yeah. But it's definitely something that we're working our way toward is, better tracking that we can do with that. So.
Now they bring up numbers. How about your financials? Did you adopt our chart of accounts and start getting more aligned with our model, or have you not made that? Yeah, very good.
No, we have. We especially when we get on the phone with SD and we do our budgeting meeting and stuff like that. We're right there where we need to be with the budget. They have outlined in the material. we're light on advertising, but you know, that's one thing that we need to focus on going forward is maybe if we want to reach these goals, number one, we have to hire another person. And then number two, we need to do some more advertising.
Oh, yeah.
But I don't want to do the advertising until I know we can, you know, cover the work.
It's a delicate balance. It's a delicate balance. Well, I want to get into that in a minute. But you brought up Bestia, and I want to be sure to, so I don't forget. How frequently are you two talking?
Once a month now.
Once a month.
Yeah.
I think she, I saw, I was looking through the record. She'll text you, make sure everything's going all right, you know?
Yeah.
That too. So, back in the earlier days, though, when you were first brand new, was it more frequent?
Yeah, it was once a week.
Once a week.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what were those calls like for people that have never been on a coaching call?
They're easy. I mean, I just had too many questions for the amount of time that I had with her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Yeah, I had lots of questions, especially when we came back from EP. You know, how do I do this? How do we do that? And then the other thing that's great is she has a lot of different ideas that, you know, since she talks to so many different contractors, it's nice to have, even though you can't talk to all those contractors, she is talking to them. So you kind of get the input from everybody that she's heard. And that's really great because there's some ideas that she's thrown my way that I wouldn't have thought of, you know.
Right. Yeah, I mean, she's been doing it for almost 20 years too, so she's a great resource. Talk about the implementation process. I mean, we talked about, okay, I've got a list of things I know I need to do. There's a whole lot of things. I mean, would you just set aside time every day or every week to go, okay, we're going to get this going, we're going to do that, or were you just working around the clock and I'm going to go see this customer, then I'm going to do that? I mean, how did you approach it?
The latter. Well, you just did it.
You're on fire.
Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, we went to EP in the spring and then we get back and the heat hits and it's, you know, we're busy. So
yeah,
we just try to do it when we could.
Sure.
But we were intentional about, you know, making sure we got, you know, some things done.
I wanted to also ask you about, just thinking of the core things we always talk about to get people rolling in the right direction. Maintenance agreements, especially in HVAC. Was that something you'd had set up before or some type of club membership program or no?
No, we did not have club membership.
Yeah.
We had a few customers. Actually, here's what we had. We had a notebook with a list of names.
Yeah.
And we would just call Mrs. Smith every spring and call her every fall. And if we didn't call her, she would call us, you know?
Right.
And just work our way down the list. And that's how we did it.
Sure.
And once we started offering the club memberships, it was easy. I mean, everybody just said, we started selling a lot of them and I gave the guys a kickback. I can't remember how much for everyone they sold, you know,
absolutely.
And, pretty soon I had to tell them to kind of slow it down a little bit because you know, once you sell them, you have to do them. So
yeah, that's true. That's true.
Yeah. And that all hinges again on, you know, getting some more help.
Yeah, for sure. I definitely want to get into that in just a minute. You talked about call generation. So it sounds like, you know, someone like yourself who's been in business for, you know, I guess, 15, 20 years. You're a good guy. You've got a good name. It's probably not been hard to keep the phones too busy than the last few years.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, and I think I saw your website. You got a website up. That's one through our partner, Redesign, correct? I was looking at your website. When did you get that in place? Was that pretty recent after EP?
It was. It was pretty quick after EP. I'd say within 6 months of EP, and we had that up and going. Now, I got to be honest, I haven't done a lot with it.
Yeah. Better than nothing.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
right.
With everything else going on, it's, it hasn't, I haven't addressed it the way I should, you know, that I need to, but that is on the list. So
you're at the size where it's like, there's a lot to do. You're wearing a lot of different hats, right? So you can only accomplish as much as you can accomplish in a day. You know, there's only 24 hours and you got to sleep a little bit. So no, you're chipping away. You're chipping away. That's great. What is there anything, I mean, are you doing that's generating additional calls outside of word of mouth and maybe, So networking, people know you, or is that pretty much the primary ways people find you?
Well, right now our advertising budget is about $80 a month.
Is that right?
We have an ad in a local newspaper, you know, and that's it, really. I mean, we do at the county fair, and I mean, we do some other stuff, you know.
Sure.
But right now, that's all our advertising.
And, yeah.
What we're working toward is one of the larger towns in our service area. We're actually working on getting a building there on a main street.
Oh,
so we have.
Okay.
Yeah, so we have a presence in that town, and we have signage, and, you know, because I still do get people that say, hey, we didn't even know you were here, you know?
Right, sure, sure.
So, yeah.
Are you going to move offices, or are you going to have two offices then?
I think we're probably going to have two offices.
Two offices, okay, there you go. Good for you. Yeah, well, again, you said you haven't done a lot with it. I call it a lot of opportunity ahead. You know, if you want to explore and invest those dollars in advertising, there's lots of opportunity there. I do want to talk about, though, you mentioned got to find some help, right? So of the techs you have, are they primarily local, or you got people driving down from Des Moines?
They're all local. Yeah. Yeah. In fact, Jason lives a quarter mile down the road here. He lives the next place down the road. So, one of the guys, they're both about 15 minute drive away. The other two guys.
Yeah.
And then Allison's about 15 minutes as well.
Sure.
So, but it's, huh? When I was in Des Moines and I was a service manager at a larger company up there, it was hard enough to recruit from a larger population, you know, let alone where we're at, where it's a much smaller population to pull from or to draw from. So one of the things that I really wanted to do, and it was kind of what has been one of my goals for years, was to be able to provide health insurance for the employees, for our team, you know? And so we finally made that happen January 1st this year.
Oh, that's fantastic. Congratulations.
Yeah.
That's great.
But, yeah, it's been great. It's everybody was really excited about that. That'll help us recruit too.
Absolutely. So, outside of the family working for, where did you find these other technicians? Was it just word of mouth, and had they come from the industry, or did you train them from the ground up?
No, they both had been in either plumbing or HVAC previously, and honestly, they both came from competitors.
Sure.
You know, yeah. So. And they've both been with me for over 4 years now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yo, so you must be doing something right. They like you enough to be around 4 years.
Right. Yeah. I'm pretty flexible. You know, they have families and children and spouses, and I understand because I've been there and done that. You know, hey, sometimes you got to leave early or come in late or, you know, so we're pretty flexible.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, I think the industry average for a technician stay is like 2-point-something years. So you're doubling with both of those guys.
Right.
That's a good sign. Now with the health benefits, that makes it even easier. Are you actively recruiting? You have job ads out, kind of keeping an eye out, or is it just word of mouth through different lines?
Yeah, right now it's pretty much. I mean, we've done the online searches and all that kind of thing. And we really have, I mean, we've got applicants, but we didn't have anything that was, you know, usable, I guess.
What I wanted to ask you about, so, you know, you mentioned you'd gotten some resumes or some applications. Do you do much interviewing, you know, or is it just, have you not had enough good candidates or interesting applicants that you haven't had interviewed much?
I think in the last year, I've only actually physically interviewed two people.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Just not what you're looking for, the enough to bring them in, or the phone calls, you're like, I don't know about this person.
Yeah, there's been some issues in both cases. Yeah.
Yeah. How do you know someone's not worth bringing in? Just, you know, are there certain things you ask, you know, little tips people can take away from your experiences?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't say that we've had a lot of people apply, period. So I don't know about, you know, drawing anything from my experiences, but
yeah.
You know, when you look at their work history and they haven't worked in 2 years, that's pretty obvious. You're not probably not a good candidate, you know?
Yeah, sure.
But, yeah, no, Yeah, I guess I don't know really how to answer that question, but
yeah,
you know, because we do a background check, and so
yep.
You know, once we've already talked to you a couple times, and we do a background check, and my wife's really good at snooping around on Facebook, and
you know, find a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. People need to pay attention to what they post, you know, because yeah, people right there.
Oh, I bet. I look at my feed and I go, what did people think it? You know?
Yeah.
Low emotional intelligence is what I say. It's like, you know, you're broadcasting yourself to the world, man. But anyway, people are funny. You know, we had talked about Street 4 pricing and you know, bringing this new tool in, and you've got, you know, 3-4 technicians working for you, and all of a sudden you're like, hey guys, I got this new thing I want to do. What were you guys, by the way, what were you doing before? Were you doing time and material, or did you have flat rate?
Nope, time and material.
Time and material. Yep. So what, how did they accept this new guide? Like, what kind of training did you do with them? How did you, you know, introduce them to it?
Well, they knew something was up because we left for a week and went to Dallas, you know?
Yeah.
But we did talk to them a little bit before that. You kind of gave them a heads up, hey, here's what we're thinking about doing, and kind of explained it to them as much as we knew how to explain at that point.
Sure.
But, you know, I think when we came back from EP, we were both fired up, and I think that kind of translated to them. They could tell that we were excited about it, and,
right.
You know, it was going to make things better and make things more profitable, so we could do things like, you know, like health insurance and, you know, that kind of stuff, and new vehicles, and so... No, it was actually, it went smoother than I thought it would.
That's great. How did, I mean, you said they went to Service Essentials. When did they do it online, or did they actually fly to Dallas?
No, they did it online.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But so you carved out that time, though. I mean, that's time they could be running a call. So you're like, hey, guys, I need you to sit down and listen to this. What did they think of it, the online version of the class?
Oh, they both loved it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's great. Great. Did you notice that they started, you know, they felt more confident in what they were doing, and you know, and the service calls, they went a little smoother?
Absolutely. Yep.
That's great.
I think knowing what to say to the customer and how to present it made a big difference for them.
Oh, yeah, for sure. You know, it's like anything. I feel like once you have a process, that confidence comes with it, right? If you feel like you know what you're doing, and I feel even better about the prices I'm you know, asking people. And then the more confident you are, the more customers are going, okay, this guy knows what he's talking about. I'm more willing to go with him.
Support for this podcast comes from Redesign.co. Feeling overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of digital marketing? Redesign.co is here to simplify it for you. We focus on what matters, getting your business seen online. With our expertise and effective digital marketing solutions like Google paid ads and local SEO, we help your services get the attention they deserve. No jargon, no over-the-top promises, just solid strategies to boost your online presence. Let's team up and give your business the online boost it needs. Reach out to partner with Redesign.co and stand out to potential customers when and where they're looking. Support for this podcast comes from HD Supply. At HD Supply, our job is helping you do yours. We are uniquely positioned to help drive your business through unrivaled access to professional-grade plumbing, electrical, and HVAC products, and innovative business solutions such as our StockWise inventory management program, fully customizable to meet your needs and improve productivity. Our national network of distribution centers and more than 2,200 store locations nationwide provide a national reach with a local focus, providing unmatched convenience and product availability. We power pros to do more.
Do they come into the office every morning? You guys kind of talk about each day, or how do you kind of keep an eye on what's going on?
Yep. Well, and everybody comes here every morning. Every Wednesday morning, we do training. We cook breakfast and do training, which has been really great. That's one thing everybody really likes, you know. But yeah, everybody comes in every morning, and we talk about anything we need to talk about from the day before. Any parts we need to get ordered, stuff like that. And then because we don't just run down to the supply house and grab stuff here, you know, we get, we have to order stuff in and you know, and then it gets delivered.
Sure.
If we really need some, we'll drive up and get it, you know, if it's an emergency. But most of the time we get overnight deliveries. And so we see what parts made it in overnight. And then we typically we have a day already scheduled the night before.
Okay.
You know, just assuming that, you know, any parts we need are going to be here and stuff like that. And right. We kind of have a little get together in the morning and then, answer questions and take care of problems. And then we're out the door. So
that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
If you need emergency parts, are you looking at a 45-minute drive to get those?
To the supply house that we do a lot of business with, it's about an hour.
Wow. Yeah.
A little over an hour.
Let's make sure to get those, get those orders in the day or so before. So we're properly replenished and can handle customers' needs. So, yeah. The nice thing is you don't deal with guys sitting in big box stores all day, you know.
No. Yeah.
not being productive.
Well, nobody's sitting at the supply house eating donuts, that's for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So you said once a week, I guess you said Wednesdays, you guys have a training and a breakfast. Now, are you cooking breakfast or Allison with that? All right. All right. What are we cooking?
We're supposed to take turns washing dishes, but that doesn't always happen.
They got to go make money. They got to go make money.
That's right.
So what are you normally cooking? What's on the menu?
Bacon, eggs.
Yeah.
You know, sausage, toast, you know.
Yeah. Stay
pancakes. Does make pancakes once in a while. So.
Okay. Very sweet treat. Doesn't hurt. So what are those trainings? You have a nice breakfast. And then what do your trainings typically consist of? Like, what's the flow?
We were doing some communication training stuff from the hub.
Okay.
For a while. And we got through that. And now we're doing technical stuff now at this point.
That's great.
Yep. So
heat pumps,
geothermal, you know, whatever the topic is that week is what we're talking about. Or we'll go over calls that they had questions on from the week before.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Just kind of shift a little bit. Now, have you been to an expo yet, or have you still not crossed that one off yet?
Nope, we have not been to one yet.
Oh, we got to get you to come to the Dallas one. Okay, that'll take you another level. It's to see all these people, you know, and everyone's friendly. And if it's your first one, you'll be wearing a yellow badge, and you'll have 10 new friends by the end of the week. So,
oh, really?
I know it's tough to get away from the business, but I tell you, I love watching newish members interacting because it is like a family. Because a lot of us have been around for a long time and like to see new blood and try to help out as best we can. So, yeah, if you can make it out, it's a good investment, just like EP and trainings. It's a good time. But that's exciting. It means it's a good opportunity.
Well, honestly, that was one of the best parts of EP was, you know, after class talking to, getting to meet and talk to people from all over the country.
Yeah.
That was one of the best parts of it.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that expos like that on steroids plus 10. It's something else. I know it's hard when, you know, you're like, oh, we've got, you know, business is busy and the guys are running around. But if you can make the time, it's well worth the investment. Not a cost, it's an investment for sure. What are some of the things you're working on right now? Because I know you had a whole list of things you wanted to do. So what are some things you're working to tweak the business to make it even better?
Yeah, so right now we're working on, like I said, that other location possibly.
That's a big thing. There you go.
Yeah. And then I would like to get Jason involved in sales training.
Oh, yeah.
It was something that we could probably go to together or do together. I'm sure, you know, if we could both be gone at the same time. That's it right now that we're really trying to work on is, more training and recruiting.
Yeah. Sounds like you've got a lot of opportunity, to be honest with you. I mean, if you're not doing a lot of marketing, but you're busy. I think if you found the right people and you did a little bit of advertising, that new building, that might be all you need to get those phones really ringing. That's a great idea. I'm glad you're thinking of getting Jason in to do the sales training because you got to keep replacing yourself on that org chart. And that's a good way to do that. And that's available online, by the way. That's available online. You can take that class online. I don't know when the next dates are, but I know it's on the hub. Kind of wrapping up, Patrick, what has CertainPath kind of meant to you in the company over these last couple years?
I think it's meant, you know, I always tell the guys when they have questions, you know, that furnace came with an instruction manual. You just have to read it. You know, yeah. It's your job to know what's in there and how to do this. It's your job to read that manual. Well, it's like now we have a manual for the actual business. So that's what I would compare it to.
Yeah, yeah.
How, you know.
How's it changed you personally? I mean, you're not, I know you're still in the field doing sales, but how nice is it to know you got a little more money in the bank to finally get the new trucks and to maybe buy that second location or get into a second location, right? I mean, this has to be a good feeling after all these years of working so hard.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I don't feel like I'm spinning my wheels and not going anywhere anymore. So that's been one of the biggest changes. We're actually seeing some profits and doing some cool things with those profits. Like we will have a fun day once in a while where we don't do any calls. We just, you know, we go up to Des Moines and we did an escape room one time and
yeah,
you know, went out to dinner and just stuff like that.
Yeah.
So,
and you can do it because you priced yourself right. Finally, you're delivering the great service you always delivered. And now you're even able to take care of your people even better. I mean, that health insurance thing. I mean, I just love when I hear small businesses that are finally able to do that. I can see it in the shoulders, the body language. You're like, oh man, I finally can offer my people that security. You know, talk about what that felt like.
Oh, it was a big deal. The health insurance was something for years we wanted to do. And then also 401k. So
yeah, you get that set up too.
As well now too.
Oh, that's great. That's great. When people can see that you're investing in their future. I mean, again, I know you've got some good people have been with you a long time already, but that helps. That's going to help you recruit, right? And it's going to
create
a little stickiness. Oh, that's neat.
Along with, we also started doing kind of a quarterly bonus check as well.
Oh, so that's great.
Yeah.
What's it been based off of? Based on profit?
Yep, based on profit. It's not real scientific. You know, everybody kind of got the same amount is kind of how we did it until we come up with a better formula. But for now, that's kind of where we're at. Yeah.
But it shows to me that you're willing to give the team, you know, give back to the team, right? You guys are working hard. I know you make a lot of changes. More expensive, but hey, you know, we all do better. It means you're going to do better too. So I love that you're willing to do that. And again, invest in the team. And they'll give back to you for sure.
Absolutely.
Anything you would have done differently over the last couple of years? So a new member, maybe in your shoes from a year and a half or two ago. Boy, I wish we would have done this sooner. I wish we would have done this faster. Anything come to mind?
No, not really. No.
So been happy with the journey thus far.
Yeah, so far so good. Yep.
That's great.
You know, it's there. You just have to follow the steps. And that's what I would say we're still in the beginning phases of what we can possibly do.
Oh, I agree. I think you got a lot of opportunity ahead, which is exciting, which is very exciting. And actually, that's what my next question is. Where do you see Riley in 5 to 10 years?
5 to 10 years. Well, I would like to have that other location open and probably, you know, I don't have any goals of being, you know, having 100 employees or anything like that. But definitely having, you know, maybe being about double the size we are now. That would be probably about where I'd want to be.
Yeah.
And I think in the location that we're in, you know, we're never going to be, you know, $100 million company.
Right.
But we could sure double. I mean, that is realistic for sure.
Absolutely. So. I think you could do it a lot sooner than 5 to 10 years too, with the right people. I think you'd be shocked. Last question for you. We get a lot of people that watch, listen, that are not members, you know, and they're just looking for help. They're just looking for, you know, maybe for answers. They've hit that, ceiling at $700,000, ceiling that you kind of were struggling with for some time and not making much money. What advice would you say to them about, you know, going to profit day and maybe giving a certain path a look?
I would just say, if you can swing it, and even if you can't, make it happen, because it works. I don't know how to say it any simpler than that. It works.
Yeah. Well, hey, Patrick, I know I know the weather's gotten a little mild in Iowa like it has in Missouri, but I know you're a busy man. I know it took a minute to find some available time to meet with me. So I really appreciate you going above and beyond to do so. I really had a fun time chatting with you. Thank you for your time, sir.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If so, please like and subscribe on YouTube. If you're on your favorite podcast player, please leave us a 5-star review. The 2 seconds you take to leave a review will help other success-minded contractors like you find us and hopefully get a little bit better, which elevates our entire industry. And please join me for future episodes. This has been The Successful Contractor, powered by CertainPath.
Support for this podcast comes from Shuby. Avoid costly cleanups on the job site with Shuby's high-quality shoe covers, gloves, coveralls, and surface protection products. Shuby products are specifically designed for home service professionals to keep your work environment clean and showcase your professionalism. Made from strong, durable materials that won't rip or tear, our products ensure maximum protection. We know that your time is valuable, and that's why we make it our mission to provide you with the tools you need to get the job done quickly and efficiently. Keeping your clients' homes and floors clean can be a hassle. Try Shuby today and avoid the hassle. Use code CP10 to get 10% off all Shuby products. Visit shuby.com, that's S-H-U-B-E-E.com, to check out our great products.
The Successful Contractor Podcast is part of the CertainPath family. CertainPath builds successful home service businesses and has for 23 years. We do it by providing contractors with a proven path to success, professional coaching, software solutions, and a member community of over 1,000 contractors just like you. Doubling your sales with a 20% net profit and an inspiring company culture is all possible. Let us show you the way. With CertainPath, success is made certain. Visit www.mycertainpath.com for more information.